Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Matthew Newton, a.k.a. Alpha Insanity, a.k.a. M16, and welcome to the Straight Cheese No Lettuce Show, or podcast show, if you really want to call it that. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. Just going to do a quick show for this Saturday. And, yeah, I have noticed for the last couple episodes that talk about something else too, but real quick, I just come to the conclusion that I probably really do need a co-host, but I probably would not even consider hiring or even asking someone to be a co-host not anytime soon, because I'm still trying to figure out how I want this podcast to go. I'm still trying to figure out the layout, the ideas, topic structure, and everything else, because pretty much I'm just talking in a mic to a computer for as long as I feel like talking. I really don't want to go like 3 hours because that's too long, but I want y'all to get more bang for your buck talking to me, and I'm trying to get better at it. Hopefully this episode will be better than last episode, but here's hoping. But I've come to the realization that when I talk about topics, I get straight to the point, and that's it, without anyone right next to me in my studio or at my friend's house or whatever. There's no give and take. And a podcast is not really a podcast without it being more like a conversation, you know? I say something, my co-host or guest speaker, they rebuttal. They may have something they want to talk about, then I give my opinions on it, even though the fact I might not be an expert or not. But it's, you know, it's the get back and forth that I miss. So, it is kind of weird, especially when I have, like, long pauses, kind of like that one, where I usually will wait for someone to give their two cents on a topic, but when I'm by myself, I'm just straight to the point, and it's just, you know, what's the best way to put it? It's A to Z with no stopping in between. I'm still trying to get my, you know, timing down, still trying to get my, like, rhythm down, because you can tell that I'm kind of speaking quickly and fast today. That's because it's really late at night at the time of recording, and I'm tired, but I really wanted to speak to y'all about some things. So I got a couple topics today that I want to talk about, but mainly I want to get one out of the way. And this is going to be like a final, like nail in the coffin situation right now. Unless someone else brings it up, but me, I'm going to put my final two cents in this thing. So the Kendrick and Drake beef. I know it's been like a couple weeks and we already know who won. It's Kendrick Lamar. But in my view, from re-listening to every music and every audio clip I could think of, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I have to agree. Kendrick Lamar won the beef. This is coming from a guy who, I don't really like Drake, full disclosure. I like some of his songs, mostly God's Plan and Back to Back, but that's about it. But Kendrick is a whole different monster. When I heard the first couple like push-ups and, you know, Euphoria and all stuff, I'm like, Kendrick already won. I'm not even talking about Not Like Us. To me, the kill shot will always be Euphoria and Meet the Grams. Drake came back with Family Matters, but it was too little too late. And then Drake brought out the Hard Part 6. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to keep it a buck and everything. That's a tight ass beat. The beat's really good. The lyrics I don't really much care for. And other than that, the beat just like, it's like one of the best beats I've heard in a long time. Because it's simple, it's soothing, and it's direct. But Drake did not clap back as he should have. But Kendrick, like, okay. But I think Kendrick, I'm being honest, I think Kendrick got probably one more or two more tracks waiting. But I think he's, like, you know, soaking in Not Like Us for a good while. He ain't gonna probably drop the next two diss tracks probably till maybe August, you know, just to remind Drake, like, I still can drop more. Then again, I'm just waiting for Kendrick to drop another album, so that's just me. But it is funny to go, you know, online from time to time and you still hear Drake fans talk about, he's gonna come back with another track, you'll see, he's got something in his back pocket that he's gonna bring out. Trust me, if he would have brought it out, by the time this goes out, if Drake hasn't dropped anything yet, he admits defeat. We have got to learn, we have got to teach these fans of whatever genre of music, whatever genre of video games, whatever genre of even political or whatever type of group. You can have you can be a fan of something and you can believe in something, but you have to take your L's when you have them. If you don't, you make yourself look like the bigger fool than anything else. Speaking of diehard fans, a friend of mine reminded me, not quietly, that the new NCAA video game's coming out. By the way, you see what I mean by the fact when I get my point across, I move on to the next topic? This is what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry for speaking really fast. Again, I am tired. And also, please be warned there will be cussing. I know I should have put this in the beginning, but better late than never. There's going to be some cussing. There's going to be a lot of, moving and stuff like that. So if you pick up stuff in the sound, that's just me fidgeting in my seat. And there's going to be some harsh language, but I'm going to try to keep it peaceful. But I don't make no promises. I just be direct. So, about those fans. I have a friend of mine who works at my evening job, and he talked about NCAA football. He's like, you should talk about that. You can probably get a good 25 minutes on the gameplay alone. How about no, but I'm going to give you my take. There's a lot of video game, fandoms that I try to avoid, and depending on the type of game I like, I try to avoid the fans a lot. Not because they're bad, it's just that it's the tribalism in it. But the two groups of fans I try to stay with the most, I try to stay clear of, is Madden fans, mostly Madden fans. Sports fans, it depends on, again, the sport, but it's mostly Madden fans, and unfortunately, it's the NCAA college football video game fans. I remember when the last game came out, how hectic it got. And now you're about to bring it back out after 25 years, because they finally either reached an agreement or something. I'm just going off limb here. I don't have my papers with me. I don't have my research with me right now. But I got friends who are in their late 40s, early 50s, who are thinking about getting an Xbox One or a PS5 just so they can get the game out and just so they can bring back nostalgia. I say this, y'all can have it. I was never a big fan of Madden or NCAA, and just saying that, I just lost probably all 8 of my viewers. It was fun while it lasted. But no, it's something about Madden and now NCAA college football that it's not the game that always makes me hate it. It's the fans that's played. They're some of the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen. They'll make fun of people who play fighting games, people who play RPG games sometimes, not all. Just a few keynote speakers that speak on behalf of the whole, tribe or group, if you want to call it. And they say all the nasty shit all the time about other people in their fandom, but as soon as you put the game on and they act like heathens and stuff like that, that gets me like, why do I even play that? Then again, I'll admit, I am one of those kind of guys who I will play the career mode up until I win a championship. So if you ever see me on the game, again, Madden, or now NCAA college football, I'm probably just playing, my player mode or something like that. I usually play it to either win a championship or maybe two. And that's about it. I really don't like playing against other people because I don't mind. Either that you run into that one person either online or hopefully it's handheld, local multiplayer. And they just go crazy. That was a flag. Why they didn't throw the flag? It's a game. There's supposed to be mistakes and everything, They will critique everything about the game. No shade if you like it. If that's your bread and butter, man, have at me. And I hope you enjoy the game. And I hope it's everything you've been wanting. Because I know y'all been waiting for a long time for a new college football game to come out. So I hope you have fun. Me, I'm going to probably play, single player career mode, win a championship or two, and then probably never pick it up again. And speaking of fandom, I sound like a hypocrite because I am also one of those kind of fans, but it's not about sports games. And I already know somebody's probably going to say, well, what about NBA 2K? I'm a little bit biased because I am a basketball guy. I love basketball. So it doesn't really bother me about, you know, NBA 2K basketball game. So I just play, and most of the time if I play someone online, I just mute them. Or if I'm playing locally, I just get in the zone. I don't hear nothing. They can say whatever they want. They can say the house on fire. I'll be like, okay, let me just hit this three. I'm still cooking. Yeah, I'm cooking all right, but your house is getting cooked from the outside. It's on fire, brother. We still got another quarter. We can beat it before the house burns down. And there's other game, and besides, there's other games that I love playing, but if depends on what type of fandom you have, it can make or break a game. Most games are successful through mostly word of mouth. Not just sales, but mostly word of mouth. That's what keeps the game longevity. So, and your reputation too. So if you got a game with really, really toxic fans, more than likely it probably could stand the test of time, but mostly it'll die out once the fans find something else to play. Yeah. And this is coming from a guy who likes fighting games. Because that's my bread and butter. Like, even if I lose, like, 100 games. You know what? That's actually, it just happened. Because one of my friends, and he was actually on the show not too long ago, D. Mobius. And this is probably the most heartbreaking L. But I haven't beaten this dude in over 100 matches. I'm literally the Detroit Lions of Street Fighter 6 right now, because I don't know how else to put it. I have lost. The last time I fought him was a couple weeks ago, because he has other priorities, because you know he's a father, so I don't bother him as much as I used to. But when we play, he is good with a couple of characters, and he can whoop ass. He has kicked my ass, I know at least one time, 15 games in a row. And when I say he's good at it, I mean he's good. He's top tier with a couple of players, a couple of characters on the game. Me, I just hit. Sometimes I pick up a person, try to get good with them, but most of the time I just go random. It adds flavor to it. But it's just funny. I used to be one of those kind of guys, still learning, to not get so angry about losing, because I was one of those guys that as soon as I start playing, if I lose more than four or five games or matches in Street Fighter or Tekken or any other fighting game, Mortal Kombat, when it's good, I get so mad, I just stop playing, just watch you just kill my character, and I just lose interest. But now that I'm a little bit older, I just play for the fun of it. I don't try to learn moves. I don't try to learn combos. I just say, hey, I just want to play with this character, and I'll just play. And if I lose, I lose. If I win, I win. But yeah. Last time I'm 0-61 against my friend D. Mobius in Street Fighter 6 for the last couple of weeks. Hopefully I can break that streak one day. I'll let you know later one day when it happens. But you know, it's just, and you see the pause and all that stuff. This is why I wish I had someone else just to keep me on track and just keep the conversation moving. I might try, and also, if you hear some weird cuts in this show or in this episode, don't trip. I'm still trying to learn how to edit stuff. Again, my friend D. Mobius, man, he's getting a shout out like crazy, with his cozy motherfucking boots. He's been trying to help me how to edit stuff, but like I said, he has priorities because he's a family man. So I'm pretty much doing everything by myself: the editing, the music. Well, not the music. You know, splicing together or stuff like that. So if it has some weird cuts in it, my apologies. I'm still trying to get the hang of it, most of it. So, yeah. So what else do I want to talk about for a quick minute? Sorry for the long pause, but let me think for a minute. All right. I got a couple questions that came to the show. They're from my. I know who they are. But for the sake of the argument, I told them to let me. They told me. Well, they didn't tell me. I'm going to use their nicknames. So one of the questions I got was from a friend of mine. Her name is Yellow Topaz, or KP now. And she asked, what kind of fictional car is best describes me? And now, I already know a lot of y'all will probably say, Batmobile. And trust me, you'll be right. But for some reason, it don't click with me like, not like it used to. I still love Batmobile. Especially depends on what type. Like, the one from the Batman film, that is perfect. The Tom Burton one, again, perfect. Not a big fan of the Tumbler from the Dark Knight series and all stuff. And not a big fan of the one from the 1998 Batman and Robin movie. A little too colorful for my taste. But for some reason, and this is probably going to show my age, don't care, is I'm probably more closely to Kit from Knight Rider. The talking Thunderbird, basically. With all the gadgets. But the reason I associate myself with that car is that every so often, if you've seen the show, every so often the car talks. And he is probably the best character in the whole show. Because of his witty comebacks and his just snide remarks. And he's a car. Who's going to argue with a car? What are you going to do? Swear up on against a car? He's going to probably just ram you over or run you over and just say yeah. And then back up on you. I don't condone violence, by the way, but if you're going to pick a fight with a car, you get what you deserve. Unless it's a Beetle. Well, then again, have you ever seen, like, I can see that. Like, somebody swear up with a white Beetle, like Herbie or something like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, you want to fight? And they fight a fucking white 1992 Beetle Volkswagen. Especially if that thing picks up speed, the thing is like, especially if it's a white Beetle coming down the road going like 60 or something. It's like a big ass baseball coming at you. But hey. But back to the main topic. I said I probably associate myself closer to, again, Kit from Knight Rider. I like the design, the sleek, it's black, he has a funny ass voice who makes snide comments, and that's kinda like me. You don't know what I can. I like this. I'm trying to be sleek. I like being in black because I am black, but I like wearing black clothes. I like to be silent. And if you ask me a question, I'll give you the truth, but I might rearrange it in the form of a snarky comment. But it's all respect and everything. Another car I could probably think of is probably the Mach 5 from Speed Racer, only because of the fact that it's a complete opposite of Kit from Knight Rider. The gadgets are the same. But the white car is a little bit more flashy with its stuff. Sorry if I hit the mic. It's a little bit more flashy with its stuff. You know, like, buffs up. It's hard to describe it, like, through audio. But trust me, just type in Speed Racer cartoon if you're way younger than I think you are. Just put in Speed Racer car and look for the cartoon. And you'll see why I like that car. But again, I see why, if you know who I am, I can see why a lot of y'all would probably say Batmobile. Again, like the idea, but I'm more of a Kit guy from Knight Rider type person. Or Mach 5 from Speed Racer type guy. Batmobile's cool, but have you seen some of these movies? It gets destroyed all the damn time. And that is some kind of subliminal messaging right there. But I digress. I hope I use the word digress correctly. Who knows. I'll read the dictionary a little after the show. Another friend of mine sent me a question. His name is The Laxative. One day I'll probably ask him to get him on the show. He can probably tell you how he got the nickname. But it's probably self-explanatory. But his name is known as The Laxative. I call him Lax for short. And he basically asked in a weird question. It's like, why do they call it Taco Tuesday? But Taco Thursday. And, okay. I'm going to give you my interpretation. It's because Tuesday doesn't really have anything for it. If you think about it. What is Tuesday really good for? It's one of those kind of, it's that day of the week that nobody really cares about. But it's necessary, but nobody cares about it. If I had to compare it to money. If we have to go by a money comparison. Saturday would be like a $100 bill. Friday would be kind of like a $50 bill. Monday would be the $1 bill, of course. Wednesday would probably be like $5. Thursday would be like the $10. And I guess if you really want to go there, Tuesday could be the nickel or the penny of the group. I have no issue with Tuesdays, but what's up? Tuesday is that weird day. I get Monday because it's the beginning of the week. It's the first day of the week, unless you count Sunday. So if it's Sunday, it's the first day of the week. It's the second day of the week. But Wednesday is the middle of the week. Friday is the day everybody is wishing for. Saturday is just either day is off or all hands are deck, party at somebody's house, some of that. Sunday, if you're religious, you go to church or you go to your pray your temple, or if you're in between or you something like that, you take the day to relax, rest up, meet family, you know, on a Sunday, family dinners. Also, what the fuck is Tuesday? Like, I want someone who actually is listening to this episode, I really want you to answer me that. What is Tuesday about? Unless it's your birthday or a holiday is on Tuesday, or you have to come back to work after a Monday, holiday Monday, I don't see why Tuesday don't get no love. So let Tuesday have Taco Tuesday. And plus, it just sounds better. Like Taco Tuesday. Taco Thursday? No thanks. And you can thank LeBron for that. Or unless it's a family tradition at your place, Taco Tuesday runs rapid still. Sorry. Excuse me. I might edit. Sorry. Very sorry. But Tuesdays, I can do without. I understand why we need it. But let Tuesday have its victories. You know, even if it's few and far between. So I say it's just more aesthetically pleasing. It just sounds better. And there's not a lot of things to do on Tuesday, especially nowadays. I remember when I was little, most of the clubs were used to run a lot of specials at the club and clubs, you know. Tasty Tuesdays or half off on Tuesdays. Bring in a girl, get half in the half club entry, and the club fees either waived or half off on Tuesdays. Because Tuesday is one of those kind of days that nobody really wants to go out. Again, if it's a holiday, or the holiday, you'd be off on Monday, or you're off on Wednesday, you might want to go out on Tuesday, that's one thing. But other than that, I really don't know. Like, I can't believe, like, I don't have a good memory of anything that happened on Tuesday. I don't even think no, I really can't. I'm trying to think of some, sorry for the long pauses, but I'm really trying to think, like, what happened on a Tuesday that's, well, at least a good thing that happened on Tuesday. No, I can't really think of anything that happened on Tuesday that I can remember. But, if y'all can think of something that's good on Tuesdays, let me know. Send me a link on Facebook and stuff, or whatever, or Instagram. And just tell me why you think Tuesdays are, why you think Taco Tuesday instead of Taco Thursday. But really, more importantly, what's so important about Tuesday, though? It's just there, I guess you could say. Sorry, oh boy, these pauses are killing me. I gotta get used to, like, keep moving with my conversations and all that stuff. But, again, you might hear it edited out, but I had a long pause. But I cut it out just to keep it streamlined. Don't know why I said that out loud on the podcast. It reveals too much behind the scenes, but, what do you do? I've noticed the fact that I have been watching a lot of crime novels, documentaries, and true crime series of the last couple weeks on HBO Max, especially my favorite show, either Wicked Women or Evil Lives Here, which is technically the same thing. But okay, I'm just joking. Please don't shut it off. I'm just joking. But it's weird, especially when you start seeing similarities. See, I have a criminal justice background. And what I mean by background, I mean I got an associate's degree. So, hooray, and, you know, followed by immediate laughter. But it's just so fun and so intriguing. It's like, listen to how people, like, you think are, like, these mild-mannered, well-behaved, you know, people. And then they go behind closed door and they're just complete monsters. And I actually like Evil Lives Here a little bit more than Deadly Women. But I'll talk about both shows maybe a later time. It's just, you know, it's just weird the fact how your interests and your things that your hobbies change over time once you get older. When I was in my 20s, all I wanted to do was just play games, eat pizza, and just think about what I want to do in my 30s. Now I'm in my 30s, all I do is, well, play games, eat salads now, and think about all the struggles that I go through in the world now. What a thing 10 years can make. Folks, damn. Folks, let me go ahead and tell you something that's actually surprising. Weird as it may sound, I still have a soft spot for anime. Anime is one of my go-to things besides comic books that makes me, like, enjoy, like, this world. The only two good positive things in this world nowadays that I actually enjoy. But for some reason, it's weird seeing people talk about anime and they have no idea how deep the rabbit hole goes when it comes to anime. I know people who are still watching One Piece. I don't know what episode they're on. They're probably on episode 1 million right by now. But I just, there's something about me. Like, I can't watch an anime that has no more than probably 50 episodes. Maybe a key few, like Dragon Ball Z. And, you know, like, Naruto, maybe, until it gets to a low point. Oh, we're about to talk about anime. So, if you don't know the name, just think of it as Japanese cartoons, which is still kind of, like, disrespectful to anime. But it's the closest thing I can to describe what anime is. So you're going to hear a lot of names of animes from here on out. But for some reason, maybe with the oddball anime that comes in, again, I don't like watching animes no more than, that has no more than 50 episodes. Because once you get past 100, it almost feels like it's a chore. That's what made me kind of give up on One Piece. I try to stay in as long as I normally could. But then when they say that, but when you start seeing it, it's like, what, 200? 300 episodes so far, and I just have no interest of completing the story. It's still, to me, a Hall of Fame anime and all that stuff, One Piece, but I just can't get into it like I used to, like, anymore. And my hobbies ain't really changed that much now that I'm older. I still watch anime from here and there, but I usually watch episodes, again, that has 12, maybe 24, at the most 50 episodes, because, one, I got things to take care of, and two, it's neatly, depending on who does the story, like writing the story and the script or anything, it's actually pretty balanced. Nothing feels out of place. But seriously, man, One Piece, can someone please tell me what's the appeal? Like, again, I tried getting into it, but I just can't. And, you know, well, I think I rambled on long enough. I think I need to go ahead and just, you know, let y'all go and all that stuff. You know, last call. Time to get your, you know, leftovers, put them in, you know, to-go boxes and stuff like that, because we have reached the end of the show. Again, I'm still trying to figure out how to do things. I'm still trying to figure out a game plan and strategy. Maybe next show, I probably will have a guest host. Or maybe I just talk to y'all for a couple of minutes or so. But this is the end. This is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for following me, talking, and listening to me basically mumble on like the last X amount of minutes so far. But you can catch me at straightcheese1.com. That's my email address or email address of the show. Or you can find my Facebook page at the Straight Cheese Nolet Show. Pretty simple explanatory. And you can find me on most streaming platforms. But until next time.